Blackstone Audio presents Amor, Amor by Krista and Becca Ritchie. This book is read by Ava Erickson. Prologue.
You really want to do this? Shay asks me for the 10th time. He plops roughly on the edge of my bed, wearing red athletic Ohio State shorts and nothing more. Beside him, trade paperbacks thud onto the hardwood. My paranormal romances are so tattered and ragged, the ground won't hurt them. I pluck more leotards off hangers in my dorm closet and chuck them into my rolling suitcase. Shay said he'd help me pack, but I rephrase that to watching me pack. He's not the kind of friend that will neatly organize my toiletries into a shower caddy. I mean, when he saw a box of tampons on my dresser, he steered 5 feet clear of it. But he's not here for moral support either. If I don't at least try, I'll regret it forever, I tell him.
That's what you said the first time you had sex, Thora. And once you tried it, you actually regretted it.
I spin to him, and he raises his brows at me like, I'm right, you know I'm right. Okay, he may be right about that incident. My first time was in a hurry. At 18, I thought it was time and had a one-night stand with a guy from a no-themed dorm party. Cheap vodka may have been an advocate for the deflowering. It was sloppy and unmemorable. It also hurt, even with the boozy cocktail. My second time was no better. Led to believe it wouldn't hurt as much, I slept with one of Shay's friends on our fourth date. It ended with a dissatisfied customer. Me. It hurt again. A third time is probably needed. I won't judge sex yet, but so far it's not that epic. Let's just say I'm not 18 chasing after it anymore. I'm 21 and chasing after things with higher payouts of happiness. I tried it the wrong way, I tell him, a white leotard heavy in my hands.
Twice, he says, raising his fingers to demonstrate the exact number of regrets.
I try not to dwell on them for long. There's no use. This isn't going to be like that, I say. He's quiet for a moment. Shay does that a lot. It's not as though he's waiting for me to interject. It's like he's pooling all of his thoughts and emotions together, ready to let me hear them in one fatal blow. I prepare with a deep breath. And he says,
You mean I'm not going to have to fly out to Vegas and pick up a sullen Thora James when all her hopes and dreams...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?